Okay, very good evening everyone. Thank you very much. Well, it's lovely to see you all again this week. Obviously, as you will no doubt have worked out, I'm the bad cop to some good cop. So I'm here to be mean to you all evening. Because he was so lovely last week. He was so delighted. And as well he should have been. He sounded absolutely fantastic. So really, really very, very well done. And it's great that you're at that place, this far away from the continent, and give enough time to really solidify what we've got to do. I've got a few things that Lucy started to get through. We'll see how we go with those, and then we might just run in and out of a few other bits and pieces. If we're really lucky, there might even be a little bit of time at the end for a bit of sort of troubleshooting from the floor. You can tell me if there are bits that we haven't done. We'll cover the two main pieces, and also Himmelhof tonight. But if there is anything else in the rep that you feel from last week you wouldn't mind a little bit of a look at in your part, I'm really happy to do a little bit of surgery at the end of the open thing at the end of the rehearsal if you've got time, just to touch any moments that feel unsafe. So have a little think if there's something in there that you're particularly keen to look at, and if we've got time, we can come and find that. First of all, we need to do a really, really good warm-up to get going. So, on your feet, please. Lovely. And have a little bit of shake-out, first of all, on the legs. Very nice. And I'd like you to pick one of your hands and just start gently rotating it at the wrist. And basically the rule for this warm-up now is that once something is rotating, it has to keep rotating. So as that wrist is rotating, you also start rotating that elbow. But keep the wrist going. And then add the shoulder in as well. Very good. And then can you keep that going whilst just doing the wrist on the other side? Here we go. This is where it gets interesting. Very good. Can you add the elbow on the other side, but not the shoulder? Shoulder still going on whatever your first side was. And add the shoulder in. Good. Keep all of that going. And carefully pick a foot and start rotating the ankle. And then the knee. Is the ankle still going? And then the hip as well.
Next one.
And put that one down because this is next bit impossible with that one here. Other foot. How are the wrists doing in the arms? Everything going still? And the knee. I love the idea that no feels like an okay response to that question. Right, now I've decided not to do this one actually. Obviously stop wherever your mobility stops, as it were. And hip, good, and down. Well done, very nicely done. Give your faces a really good massage. All the way around the eyes and the cheek, jaw, around the back of your neck. Good. Reach down over the sort of opposite shoulder and just gently press in there, and you can roll that shoulder back against your fingers. Good. And then same over on the other side and just gently roll back against that one. And then arms down by your side. Bring your shoulders up to your ears. Do make sure that your shoulders go up to your ears, not your ears going down to your shoulders. And then on the count of three, just relax with a big sigh. One, two, three. Very good. Same again. Shoulders right up. One, two, three. Very nice. Just tip your head over to one side. And down the long side of your neck. Follow that down the arm and just reach down towards the floor with that hand. If you want the slightly more extreme stretch version, you have to do a sort of penguin manoeuvre, which is like a little flipper out to one side. Makes it even more of a stretch.
I just arch my shoulders.
That's as close as I will ever get to being a yoga instructor. For an extra stretch. No, yeah. Back into the middle, over to the other side. Same thing, just reach down to the floor. And then for an extra stretch, penguin. Lovely. Back into the middle. Take your tongue and clean your teeth. And do 8 circles. I don't know why I always try and talk whilst doing this with my tongue. It's such a stupid idea. 8 circles around one way. And once you've done that, 8 circles the other way. Lovely. And then starting at the feet, just thinking about standing position. Get nice and planted. Knees nice and loose. Let the hips swing from side to side very slightly. Good. Bring the shoulders into alignment. So you've got this lovely kind of straight line connection into the floor, really grounded. And then without really moving very much, can you just stretch the back of your neck upwards? Quite a subtle thing, but it'll feel quite significant to you. And then you can just relax that. And again, just gently stretch it up. Really lovely, well done. Good. And then if you can imagine one of those little IKEA pencils stuck on your chin here, like you're drawing it nice and loose. I want you to imagine that you're drawing a little circle with your chin on the piece of paper in front of you. So a little circle one way, very small, very gentle, and then the other way. Very good. There'll be no writing of rude messages with the IKEA pencils, thank you very much. I know what's going on over in Soprano Corner. Very nice, good, good, good. Standing well then, and a hand on your tummy with your thumb around your belly button, nice and low down. Copy me. That hand there, and then in a manoeuvre I've christened the teapot. Stick your other hand in underneath your rib here, and have a little squeezing of those muscles there, and we go zzzz. With a bit of luck, you can feel something happening in both of those places. We were already using this one quite a lot, and now you can feel this engaging a little bit more. If you're not quite sure, you might be slightly too far back, you might need to come forward very slightly. Lovely. I love that the sopranos and altos are all copying my octave. Perhaps you could do it slightly more in your speaking range. Lovely, well done. And then on an NG sound, can you slide up and down around your voice a couple of times, very gently, please? Singing. Lovely, very, very nice, thank you. Lovely to have and listen with us this evening. And we're going to go up in semitones, we'll go. Slightly gormless. There's a slightly what I call iPad face. But that's okay for now. What I'm really interested in is whether that tongue can be sort of lovely and light and fluffy, and so it feels really like it's just gently lolling around in the mouth. Off we go. Imagine that we've got lovely, airy sort of bubbles that we're throwing up into the air. Except now that it's Christmas, instead of them being bubbles, they can be glass baubles. And so we go, four, 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 off you go.
Four, four, four.
And obviously once you throw them up, psh, they're going to smash at the end. So you go, four, 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 psh, and then we'll go down the semicolon and we'll do it again. Here we go.
Four, four, four.
Or you just, for whatever reason, weren't excited by that, as one of the choir who came up with that idea the other week. I said, right, we're doing Christmas baubles. They like that, and one of them just went, psh, at the end of the week. There we go. Right, give me a very quiet, very gentle, what's called a vocal fry or a creep, which is this sound. Off you go. Very, very soft, very relaxed. Lovely. Very gentle, at the bottom of your voice. Like therapy for the voice, this is lovely. Good, and then stop. Maybe a. Good, you hear that up as high as you can go and back down, please. Lovely, your head is flat, please. Here you go. See. Out. Sound to your body. So if it's helpful, have your hands here together. Imagine you've got something really good resistance, something like a Pilates band or something. It's got a real resistance to it. And you're going to draw that sound all the way through the body. Here we go.
Mini mini ma mini mini ma mini mini ma 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 ma
match, please. Probably chippy chippy cha, chippy chippy cha, chippy chippy cha, cha 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 cha, chippy chippy cha. Here we go.
Chippy chippy cha, chippy chippy cha, chippy chippy cha, cha 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 cha. Chippy chippy cha, chippy chippy cha, chippy chippy cha, cha 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 cha. Chippy chippy cha, chippy chippy cha, chippy chippy cha, cha 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 cha. Chippy chippy cha, chippy chippy cha, chippy chippy cha, cha 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 cha. Chippy chippy cha, chippy chippy cha, chippy chippy cha, cha 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 cha. Chippy chippy cha, chippy chippy cha, chippy chippy cha, cha 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 cha.
About to F major, and for my last and favourite one of these, and it's that speed, very specifically, as you'll discover in a moment. Your tongue has to work very lightly to flick all of that sound out. Here we go. Wow! Good. Can you stretch your faces and your hands up as tight as they'll go? Everything as tight as it can possibly be. And on the count of three, it's going to explode open as wide as you can. Silently. Ready? One, two, three! Yeah, it's impossible. Choirs around the world cannot follow that last instruction. It's never, ever, ever happened, ever. Try again. Scratch up as tight as you can possibly go. As tight as you can go. I promise you it's doable. You don't actually need to make a sound to do this. See if you can do it completely silently. On the count of three. One, two, three. Yeah! Very good. Give me now, with that energy and that brightness in the face, your better, more excited Christmas wow. That's it. And then, woo!
Woo!
Lovely. Can I F major, please? Key to this exercise is the excitement and the energy in the breath, that you go wow 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 wow, and each time you start it the breath has an energy about it. If the breath is just kind of, then there's no energy there, you're not going to have the support you need. So it's the breath that makes it, not what you sing after the breath. Standing really well, please. Here we go.
Wow 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 wow, wow 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 wow, wow 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 wow.
Very nice indeed. Very well done. Do have a seat. Thank you. Sorry, that's it. We're done. That was enough. Good, okay,
cool. Everyone, see you next week.
Winter Rain, please, moment to start. Sorry? I would have the music there so that it's available in case. But we're going to mostly do without, I would have thought. So, I'll just say that again so that everyone's heard it. Have the music there for those little moments where you go, ah! But I would try without, and I really would start without. I had this conversation with one of my choirs yesterday, and some of them have come up to me about a concert that's coming up on Saturday, and said, oh, we're not completely sure that we can do this bit from memory. To which I've had to say, well, actually, every time we've done it, and I've said, do this from memory now in a rehearsal, where it's completely safe and nothing happens, nothing goes wrong if you make a mistake, you've had the copy up. So unfortunately, you've kind of missed the opportunity to do the thing that you needed to do. So you take responsibility for it today and in these rehearsals. I would always try without. Given that I saw you do it without last week, I think you and I will know that that's basically possible. And then use it to troubleshoot when something's not quite there. You can do your own personal kind of, oh, that's what that word is, or oh, that's what that note is, in those moments as we need to. But I would really strongly recommend that you try it out.
Let's stay seated for a minute, but sit up, so it's sitting really well.
Can we go to bar four, please? I just got the blank copy scanned and turned out to me. So I don't know where you're supposed to be breathing. I've got some guesses.
Never.
And I've got some guesses of where you're definitely not breathing. But there are a few places where the idea of the kind of shared choral breathing isn't quite working. You're all very in tune with each other and you're all breathing at the same time. So we just need to be really aware of where those moments are. One of the key things, I mean, Simon talked about it last week, and Lucy definitely mentioned it last week. I would take breaths in places that are in the middle of words, in silly places, what you think of as a silly place. If you're a soloist, you'd never breathe there. That's the kind of place that's ideal to breathe, because then it's not within a place where our ears are tuned in and listening for it, and we're not going to hear it in quite the same way. Tenors and basses, it's a lovely, lovely start. I can't comment on what the balance is going to be like when you're up in the choir stalls and there's strings and piano going for fury on the stage. I don't think you're going to need a walloping great sound to beat them. So I think there's a lighter piano available here. And I think what I'd really like to think about is not necessarily the piano, but actually the lighter vowel. Can you just say for me, every. That's it. It's that same thing with the tongue that we did in the warm-up. Every, where you should let the tongue sort of lift and be quite light, and make sure the tip of the tongue is right up behind your bottom teeth. So it's not in the back of the throat, back here, but every. Off we say.
Every.
That's lovely. Can you just start that? Here's a fresh F. And three, four.
Everybody dreams. Every day.
And there's our next one. It's the same vowel. Every, there, del, del. You've got to get the tongue back into that same place. Every del. Otherwise, it's every go, and it's sort of doing that to the sound. Just sing for me, every del, and get that lovely light tongue back. Two and three.
Every del.
That's really good. Let's now take about 20% off the dynamic. Two and three.
Every del.
That's really, really nice. If you could do one last thing, it would be to just add some sparkle into your eyes as you sing that to me now. You're thinking really hard about it, but it's showing in your faces a little bit.
Every day,
two and three.
Every day and hollow.
Lovely, can you say it for me? Hollow.
Hollow.
It's in a complete opposite to where you might be expecting that to be. We might be thinking, hollow, and a big rich sound. Actually, hollow. We want that lightness and we want that feeling of rising up on it. Just give me
and hollow.
Two and three.
And hollow.
Wow. Isn't that gorgeous? It's a lovely, lovely sound, isn't it? So it just sets us up in this really, really beautiful thing. Saying the next bit of text for, and saying the next bit of text for a moment. Where the kind are, where the kind rain sinks and seeds. And I just want to very slightly go past the ear. It's a, like a fraction of a millimetre past. So it's not sinks, ear, very English. Seems just slightly lifting it into the kind of E area. Very slightly. Just try it for me. From where the kind, two and three.
Where the kind rain sings and sings, spring or spring will
come. That's it. And the same on spring. Green of spring. Because what we hear, tell me if I'm wrong about this, but what we hear is spring. It's a lovely spring or a sing. But it just glistens and it's got this really lovely shimmer to the sound. Really, really exciting. We're going to carry on, but let's run that whole section from letter A. As we come in again to sopranos and altos, it's a really lovely thing. I'm going to encourage you to think about what you just heard me do with the tenors and basses so I don't have to do it again. But yeah, with a nice tone. Yeah, and lots of weeds. Just so you're really thinking about the E. We might come back to that now in just a second. Straight in, letter A. Beginning. Three and four.
Everybody dreams. Every girl Apollo. Where the kind rain sings and sings.
Yeah.
Green of spring.
It's on F. That's probably your first opportunity to break the sound is after the word edges, isn't it?
Yeah.
So weeks is a bit of a weak spot, so to speak. Weeks seems to be getting broken by quite a lot of people. So we're singing, yet a lapse of weeks, but we'll... I'd really avoid breathing there, unless there's a proper breath there. There isn't one in the articulation. I would really, really make sure to go through that. Has Lucy specifically asked you to do edges?
Yes.
Okay, fine, do that then. Lovely. That's all right. Tenors and basses. That was so lovely. That was such a glorious sound. Really well done. You've instantly taken in all of those things I just threw at you. And they've all stuck, which is incredible. When you get to the end of your phrase, some people have just got it slightly misremembered. So it goes, spring will follow. Some people are holding the four a lot longer. So it's follow. Can we just sing that from spring? Three and go.
Spring will follow a lapse of weeks.
That's the one. Absolutely lovely. Let's do that again and we'll bring sopranos and altos back in and carry on this time. It's a lovely air. I love that yeah. Try breathing a little bit earlier for it so that you're ready for it. You can have a sort of a breathe over three and four. Yeah, and then you've got loads of air in rather than being a. Off I go, okay? Here we go. So, spring, three, and go.
Spring.
Breathing in. And.
We will burn.
you got the stream parts there? Okay, cool, lovely, thank you. If there's anything else you can put in with them, that would be really helpful, just so we've got a little bit of that flow behind us. Let's go back to where you start, Weaver Bower. It's lovely. One of the things that both Lucy and I thought last week we could get a little bit more mileage out of is this really lovely sighing phrase on the end of each of these moments. You get this beautiful... So can we see if we can take that on a real journey? I don't want you to make me seasick. That would be too much lovely sighing. But somewhere where we just feel that it gets going, it spins, and it goes... and just comes away at the end. Let's try it. Weave. Three and four.
We will go up.
Good. I think you can think about the arc of that as being a little bit more, well, frankly, arc-shaped. It sort of went, weave a bower of love, and sort of dropped off at the end. So let's just start a little bit earlier than that.
Weave a bower of love.
Here we go.
Weave a bower of love.
Yeah, somewhere in the middle of those two. Somewhere in between those two lies the Goldilocks perfection of phrasing. Here we go.
Weave a bower of love.
Special. Simon was talking last week about the idea that music always comes in four-bar phrases, except for when it doesn't. And he's absolutely right, and I remember being taught the exact same thing. Here's a different, slightly different take on that. The miniature phrases within that long four-bar structure, an eight-bar structure, have a shape to them. And when it's done well, there's a natural rhetoric to the thing. It's the same way that rhetoric works in speech. So here, the phrase goes... Not two sort of repeated ideas, and then the third odd one, the third being always being the strongest. And you feel like it's rounded off, you feel like that idea has finished. Even without me putting any words to that, there's a really nice shape and there's a sense of the three things are connected. When you get to that third thing, it needs to have that sense of connection, and you need to breathe for that longer phrase so that actually,
weave a canopy above nest and egg and mother.
There's a real sense that we're not stopping here, we're going on. This has got momentum, this is going to carry. Let's try again from Weave About. There's a lovely, lovely phrase in there, it's a great shape. Here we go.
Weave About of love for birds to meet each other. Weave a canopy above nest and egg and mother. But for fattening grain, we should have no flowers. Ne'er a mile or leaf again, but for soaking showers.
Well done, well done, well done. Really, loads of really lovely things. Let's just stand and do that same set again. You did some lovely, lovely things in the early unison singing to do with just lifting the tongue, lifting the sound a little bit, making sure we didn't talk about this soft palate, but actually that's a part of our really good choral breath in. When we take a big yawning breath and we feel all of that space in the mouth, what we're generally doing is lifting our soft palate up, creating that space. And that's a really useful space. If you're going to bring your tongue up, you sort of need to create some space above it, otherwise you're going to shut your mouth down. So those two bits of space are really, really useful. If we can think about that every time you breathe, I know, I'm sorry, literally every time you breathe whilst you're singing, that will make such transformative difference now to the way that this carries. Because you know the words, you know the notes, you're giving me a sense of what it means, which is really lovely. All it's doing is it's just losing a little bit of shine every time you take a breath because it's getting a little bit more bedded in. And so it feels a little bit more, dare I suggest, sort of workaday. It's a little bit more mundane each time. And actually, I need you to inject a little bit more magic every time you breathe. Like we did in our warm-up again, with that wow, that, oh, energy. Ah, more energy. Ah, more. And it really is like building up to bursting a little bit more. So each time you do that, can you now just see if you can put a little bit of extra kick of sort of Christmassy glitter into it and see what happens with that. Here we go, with Weave.
Bring those faces to life for me. Weave and tell me the story. Three
and four.
Weave a bar of love for birds to meet each other. Weave a canopy above, nest and egg and mother. But for flapping rain, we should have no flowers. Ne'er a bud or leaf again, but for soaking showers.
Lovely, and the combination of the standing up and just putting that energy into breath has transformed the tuning completely. And it's lovely, it's really bright and it's shimmery. And I'm really engaged. I'm looking at your faces and it's making me smile as I'm looking around the room because it's just got this real warmth. You can do that in Symphony Hall. You're fucking miles away from the audience, but you can still engage them. You can find them. And I know some of you know this already, but I went to Birmingham University as an undergraduate. I was there predating the new music block. I sort of helped fundraise for it and then never got to use it, which was really lovely. But it meant the upshot of that was that we did most of our big university concerts in one of Symphony Hall or Town Hall, which was an absolute treat, and I loved it. And I remember often going out on stage in Symphony Hall and always being astonished that even in the size of the hall, I could walk out there and within seconds I knew where my family was sat. There's something in there. There is just, I mean, obviously not when the lights are down, but when you walk out there is a sense that you have a connection with the people all the way, even right up in the gods at the back. It's possible to have that connection. And I think you have to trust that. And when they've got the stage lights on you, that's amplified. Your ability to connect with them is amplified. If you can do that, someone will catch your face and it'll make them smile. And the sort of the effect that has on everyone is just wonderful. So I think if you can really be generous in the way that you tell these stories, it's going to be so, so special. It's such lovely poetry that you get to perform. I'd love to see that carry on. Let's carry on to your next entry. So, ne'er a bud or grief again. That moment, please. See if you can really hold this in this lovely kind of magical place there. And add a little bit of magic as you drop down the dynamic. Three and four.
Ne'er a bud or
grief again. Good, well done. Tenors, I mean, you're slightly suffering from the fact that you're right in front of me. But I'll be honest with you, that wasn't the most magical version of that. It was more like being sort of whacked around the head with a Christmas tree than looking at the Christmas tree and going, oh, that's pretty. So let's just think about what we can do there. Take a really good breath and that air vowel. Ne'er a bud or leaf again. See if you can really caress that, even though it's a slower line. It just needs a little bit more airflow and a little bit less sort of punch to the sound. Everyone, please. Three and four.
Ne'er a bud or leaf again. A sofa for soaking showers. Ne'er a painted bird.
If I was sat with a copy of this score and didn't have any dynamics on it, I wouldn't have put a crescendo and a mezzo forte in from that version. I'd have just gone, oh, okay, that's all mezzo forte, fine. So let's start it quieter and then let's really enjoy the crescendo on but for soaking showers, ne'er a matted bird would be a very different thing. But ne'er a mated bird, you know, the whole idea of this is sort of what would happen if we didn't have these other things? What if we didn't have winter? Actually, we wouldn't have the beautiful summer. That's kind of the summary version of the whole poem, isn't it? There you go, you don't need to sing the piece, I've sorted it out. Got it sorted, I mean, you can just tell everyone when you all go home. That's what you need to be telling that story to. So we let really crescendo up to that moment. Here we go from ne'er a bud again. And with that tongue up. Here we go. Three and four.
Ne'er a bud or leaf again.
Now we go.
To graze upon the knee.
biggest grin on your face at that moment. Lamb so woolly and white, bouncing around in the field like lunatics. I just, you've got to have that beauty, that joy in your head and as you go to sing that moment. Really, really well done. A couple of little word things to cover. Do take a seat for a moment. You've been standing for a little while. Thank you. Now, this is partly a question for you as well, but when you sang Treetops that time, can I have an A, please? In a rocking treetops, it sort of had a little bit of that going on. Can we just do a little more legato version? In a rocking treetops. Let's just try that, please. So in. Two, and three, and four.
In the rocking treetops.
That's better. I like that. And then just make sure it's together. Treetops. And it's just the shortest little, like you just opened a can or something like that. Let's go from narrated bird and run that again. Hello.
Yeah, I thought she actually wanted the treetops to rock.
To rock?
Yeah, not so they got.
Ah, okay. That's really interesting. Yes? Do we remember that? Maybe, not sure. I think he can rock without being too kind of punchy. The thing that I got was just a little bit. It was a little bit dotted. I think that would be lovely. So in the rocking treetops, it can do that, which would be really, really lovely. But I think keep them connected. Just do that phrasing away. Let's go from narrated bird, please. Three and four. Jump straight in as well, there's a treetops, there indeed. So these are all slightly pushed. But well done, really, really lovely sound there, and a really nice, really lovely bit of phrasing. Let's jump on to Lamb So Woolly White. And now show me that bright and fluffy lamb in your face. Here we go.
Lamb so woolly white.
Absolutely on that note. Hide with broad-eyed daisies. Off you go.
Hide with broad-eyed daisies.
Yeah, and again, unaccompanied. Here we go.
Hide with broad-eyed daisies.
Here, it's just there. It's hide with broad-eyed daisies. Then someone's driving it. It's what it's called driving it, where you put it back in the throat a bit. You go, and it's off the note. So actually that, when you sing a D, you pitch it. And we have to pitch it on the same note that we're singing. Hello.
I think the difficulty is she wants an emphasis on the day.
Yeah.
And then to get off fast enough of the zis.
That's fine, but it needs to be on the same note, is my point. It doesn't matter whether you're emphasising it or not, you can't drive it like that. That's fine, that's not quite what I'm talking about right now though. So what I'm doing is that I'm thinking about the note on the word, on the D of daisies, and that actually being on the specific note.
Well, people aren't exactly sure that they're dropped.
Sorry, say again. I don't understand.
People are not exactly sure with something that is quite common to
Okay. I think we're talking about two different, slightly different things here. This is all on one note, and it's just these six quavers. Hide with broad-eyed daisies. And what I don't want is the dirt, dirt that's going into that. Can you just do for me? Everybody sing. Thanks. Everybody sing. Da, da, da.
Da, da, da.
That's it. And that's all it needs to be. That's what it needs to be. You can still lean into that sound, but lean into the vowel, not the consonant. Hide with broad-eyed daisies. And then you get the emphasis. Try it. Three and four.
Hide with broad-eyed daisies.
Better, much better. You saw a little bit of daisies going on.
can you try something different for me? Can you sing pied with broad-eyed maisies? And you go, no, rather than a duh. Three, and go.
Pied with broad-eyed maisies.
And can you hear that that's completely clean? Yeah? Now we have to do that, but with a D. Pied with broad-eyed daisies. Go.
Pied with broad-eyed daisies.
Yes, that one, that one. Please can I book that one and have that in the Christmas concert? That's lovely. It's really, really, really lovely. I love the way you're connecting up before that. Find a waving meadow grass pied. It's a really, really lovely bit of singing. So let's do that again. Into pied with broad-eyed daisies. And just keep that absolutely on that note. From find. Three and four.
Find the waving meadow grass, finding broad-eyed daisies.
Well, be really careful that you don't move a dirt onto a pie with broad. I know, but it's the same thing. Pie, absolutely on that note. It does make a lovely, lovely effect if we can all get it, because the clarity is so beautiful. And it's something you often hear with large groups, because it amplifies as everyone does the same thing. That's great. I had another thought about it, and I'm trying to remember what it was. Oh, I know what it was. I love the way Ollie writes these melodies. He generally writes beautiful melodies that are really, really lovely, and mostly really singable. There's one thing I take issue with here that I don't think he's done very well. But you're going to have to work very hard to make sure that it doesn't affect you. If we go back to where it's lamb so woolly white, you can have a D, please. I'm hearing something akin to this.
Lamb so woolly white, sheep the sun.
And it's really tempting, and it's a really easy one to lean into, isn't it? And
we should find no moss in the shed.
It's got all of the hallmarks of that going on. So,
lamb so woolly white, sheep.
You're going to have to actually overdo the opposite.
Sheep the.
And even though it's a downbeat of the bar, the sort of strong bit of the bar, can you work really against that to make it lighter? Let's try from lambs, please. Sitting up. Three and four.
Lamb so woolly white, sheep.
Absolutely gorgeous. It's such a beautiful thing. It makes all the difference. It really does. I know I sound like I'm overstating it. It really changes the effect there. Again, three, four.
Lamb so woolly white, sheep the sunlight needs, a measured and no grass to bite, but for rain.
Now, same here on E. That's so lovely. Really, really lovely singing. Thank you. Let's just finish this off. Standing up, please. So. Where we just got after the little break, after the awkward break, this is the end. So, but miles of barren sand and not earth.
Oh,
is a really exciting sound.
You make a fantastic noise as well. You really do. Simon was bang on last week. It's really spine tingling. It's even more exciting if you start it from down here. And that moment where I just kind of went, stood back and went, from here, you all went, yeah, all right. And the connection into that sound, into the body of that moment, was utterly extraordinary. Really beautiful. There is nothing better than really good quality unison singing. It's the easiest way to tell the quality of a choir by a country mile. Make them sing in unison. And when you did it like that, I'd take that sound any day of the week. It's just glorious. So really think about it, even when you're in those moments, you're thinking, oh, it's fine, I'm one of several thousand singing this. No, actually, you can take a real responsibility to make the best sound you've got and really connect. And of course, the cumulative effect of all of your friends around you doing that is you all step up to it, and we get this thing that just is so spectacular. It really is. Just start that little section off again for me, where it's piano, tenors, I realize, and sopranos as well. I know this is tricky, but... We need to be in a much, much lighter, headier place in our voice. Can I hear that, please, tenors and sopranos? Do take a seat for a moment. Eight and four. Actually just trying to carry that through on their own. Look around you, there are millions of you singing this part, and it doesn't need to be particularly prominent either. I would lean into the support mechanism around you and think, no, you know what, I can actually be part of the crowd at this point. You can just take plenty of breaths and really work on creating that really lovely light sound. Try it for me. Three and four. That's what we need. Really, really good. Sorry, do you mind standing again? Would you put that on, put your part into that? You need to connect, even though it's piano. Hard miles of barren sand. Do you feel like that's really connected into the body here? So, from down here. All together, three and four. That quality singing is something that is just spectacular, and it's such a luxury to have the time to develop that with you and with such a big group who are so committed to it. It's really fun for me anyway that when I come in and I say, right, let's do that, and also can you stand on your head and pat your head and rub over here, several thousand things all at once, and you all just go, yeah, all right, give it a go. And you do it, and it's wonderful, and it's such an impressive change in the sound. For those of you recording, I don't know how well you'll be able to hear it on the phone, but I think just take away the sense of what that's done to that sound in a couple of those moments, and then hopefully you can remember less actually how it sounds and more what it feels like to do, because it's the feeling, the musculature, that you need to lock in and go, that's how it feels to sing that note, that's how it feels to sing in that place. And that's what you need to reproduce, is how it feels rather than how it sounds. You don't hear what anyone else hears of you. And so it's a very unreliable way of gauging what you're doing. Singers will gradually be persuaded by force to not listen to themselves over time as they're trained more and more. It's no use to you at all listening to yourself. It doesn't help you in the slightest. What you have to do is have someone there going, that was great. Whatever that felt like, do it again. And it's that's the way that you recreate this and you make this a part of it. Lovely. Helen, anything that you want to say, notices and things like that?
on your fridge, if you'd like an extra one to put under your pillow, I completely understand and would love for you to do that. I know some people have had a giggle about the bit about fragrances and aftershaves. That's just a topic very liberal with it. It's getting on people's faces. And hairspray, I think there's been a thing of someone sprays the hairspray and somebody else has some asthma. So just please go gently with that. Please inhale this, feel it from the back. If I made any spelling mistakes or errors, I do apologise. But hopefully we should be okay. Any questions, please, as always, do come and ask. I think that's everything from me.
Great, have a quick break for a couple of minutes and we'll crack on again.
Thank you.
folders. We're just going to be using these booklets, so don't worry about folders. The only thing you'll need are these. So we don't need to worry about it. So if I've mentioned folders, please just ignore them. Sorry.
Let's get going now as well to get going into this. I think let's have these out and let's have a little bit of a look at the harmonies of Von Himmelhoff. Can I just check, please? Verse 1 is harmony and then you're not doing verse 2.
That's what Lucy said.
And then you're back in the 3, which is basically
with a
desk.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like she told us.
Okay. Just, I'm sure you've done this already before, but just based on last week, where this felt like the sort of the slightly less confident moment. Yeah. I thought you might appreciate a little bit of a notes kind of cover of this first verse. Is that useful? Yeah. Right, let's do this then, please. Can I have faces first of all? When playing their parts, we're going to do this. So you go from heaven above to earth. That much first of all. Here we go from heaven above to earth. I come to bear good news to every. Lovely, very nicely done. Alto, let's add you to this. If you haven't got it on your own, you can get it first of all. From heaven above to shorter than it needs to be.
but imagine you're one of the lower parts moving on. Otherwise, it sounds a little bit messy if you're over.
All four parts, please. The first half of that verse. Take up. And rock. Can you all say for me, you've all got the ooh sorted at the front now. Can you make sure that there's a walloping great space behind it? So it's not ooh here, but too. Off you go. That's the one. And now can you sing that when you get to it? From heaven above to earth. Then it will make such a big difference. Right? Two and go. I counted three twos. The first one was utterly stunning. The second two looked like you were waiting for me to say the same thing three more times. So can we just now transfer that ooh every time you get the word too? And for added bonus points, you can put it on the word news as well, and we'll have a really exciting thing. Unaccompanied, please, that first half of the verse. That's great. Here we go, and what? Very, very well done. That already feels a lot more confident. Sopranos. Earth, I come to beg you. You can do that rhythm confidently this next time. That'll be fine. Let's carry on, please, with the tenors, where we've got to. To the words, are glad. I'm not even going to try and sing this with you because it's way too high for me. Sit up. Glad and one.
Glad and
CBS chorus.
It's just a tiny jump.
Sorry? Fine. If it's that, I can help you with that. If it's that it's too high, what you could do is drop down to the bass part for that moment and sing confidently. But I think if it's just notes, then that's fine. Let's do slightly slower and we'll go glad tidings of great joy I bring. But in the right octave. Here we go, and what?
Glad tidings of great joy I bring.
That's the one, and then.
Whereof I now will say and sing.
From where? And go. Let's add you to this, but we'll start just with your part on its own.
Glad
with the piano and me. Off we go.
Glad tidings of great joy I bring. Whereof I now will say and sing.
Really well done. Just a little slower.
That
slightly more sedate tempo, tenors and basses together, please, from Glad Tidings. Off we go.
Glad tidings of great joy I bring, whereof I now will say and sing.
Really, really well done. The one thing to watch out for with basses,
whereof.
very tempting to just do one. I'm not going to demonstrate what it is, but to step one up from the where, which is what the tenors are doing a third above you. So you have to be very, very confident. Sorry, sixth above you. You have to be very confident that you're going where off, where they're going where off. They're doing something completely different. So don't get dragged into their little part. Right, altos. About the real grandeur of this, there's something very exciting and big about that. You now know how to do that and how to really properly technically deliver that. So you can combine what we had going on in the earlobe with this really added confidence now on these parts. We're in for a real treat. Straight in. And one. Last thought on that word,
seeing, just on that ear again that we did in the previous piece, and we'll have it absolutely sorted. Really, really well done. That sounds so much more confident, so much more locked in. Well done. Do take a seat. Let's leave that one there, and Lucy can do the desk camp reverse through with you at another point. And let's have some Shake and Stevens to finish, please.
You don't need the music for this. I don't believe for one second you need the music for this.
I'm really aware, I've asked you to stand quite a lot this evening. If we're happy to stand for this next little bit, I think you'll make a big difference to the overall effect. So if you don't mind standing, if you need to sit, of course do, that's absolutely fine. Okay? Here we go. Yeah, slightly faster than what I think. Absolutely there. Let's go straight in. Time for a party. And can you just really ground it again? So it's not, even though we're doing a different type of singing, we're doing something that's not as classical, that doesn't mean it can't be connected to the body. Time for parties. Start down here. And you can really take a breath that goes, time, and start in there. Rather than, time for, and it's kind of an off the body. So on the body singing. Here we go.
Well, all join in, please. So they're going from time for parties, and then you're in with your time for parties.
One, two, and go!
Time for parties!
Time for parties!
Celebrations!
Celebrations!
People dancing!
All that
time!
La 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 la! Time for presents! And exchanging kisses!
Time for singing!
Christmas songs! We're gonna
because I want to make sure we do some work on it and we don't just have an absolute ball, although having an absolute ball is really working well for you at the moment. I'm enjoying it a lot. But let's just do a couple of things. Ooze, your faces. Oh, you are, thank you, lovely. Even better, your R face needs to be a little bit less, I think you all know where I'm going with this. Ah, and something that's just brightens up and warmed up. You've got a crescendo on it, so you can do a real ah. You can go for it, but it needs to start with an energy in the face that makes it really fun. Over here, it's a lovely start to that. We're gonna have a party. All I want to do is encourage you to sing through some of the longer notes a little bit more. It's easier and easier in pop styles like this to come off the sound. We're gonna have a party, which is fine if you've got a microphone, but rubbish if you're trying to beat an entire orchestra. And I know, I was in the CBSO Christmas concert, I know what the orchestrations are like, and I know that you can find the brass section just after the dress rehearsal at the very first place that's selling litres of beer in the German market. So you're gonna have to work hard here. We're gonna have a party tonight. Real connection in the body, please. Here we go. And then how magic can you be with underneath the mistletoe? Magic and cheeky. We're three and four.
We're gonna have a party tonight. I'm gonna find that girl underneath the
a distance away from Simon, and I'm almost certain he won't mouth the words at you. So if I don't mouth the words, do you know what's coming next? Yeah. That's a good question to ask yourself, and something to maybe work on. Basically, we're going to go from your verse again. It was lovely, again, once you got into it. Room is swaying. So you've got to be there on the room, straight on it. Here we go. One, two, and three.
Room is swaying. Room is swaying. Records playing. Records playing.
And we all
song. Would love to hear. Oh, I wish that every day was Christmas. What a nice way to spend the year.
Lovely. For speed, I'm going to jump straight over this and we're going to go into the next. We're going to have with your magical R again. Here we go.
We're gonna have a party tonight. I'm gonna find that girl underneath the mistletoe. We'll kiss by candlelight.
Room is swaying.
Bad luck.
Snow is falling.
Bad luck. Snow is falling this time. But you know what? That much style in the concert, who cares? Let's go through. Snow, two, and go.
Snow is falling, snow is falling. All around me, all around me, pure rain. La 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 la, comes the season. Love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone.
It's literally the title of the piece. If you're going to get any words right, can there be those ones? Just a little thought for you. Right, think it through. Think it through with me now, and then we're going to run it one last time before we finish. Snow is falling. Snow is falling. You get the bally here because you hear it from the altos. What's next? All around me.
Children.
Yeah, I didn't get any confidence really that you were sure that was you or that there was children playing. So that's a really important lead. Snow is falling. All around me. Children playing, having fun. It's the season, love and
understanding. Merry Christmas.
Let's do it.
Everyone.
Snow. One and two and three.
Snow is falling.
Snow is falling.
All around me.
All around me.
Children playing, having fun.
La 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 la. It's the season, love and understanding.
Short, and if you don't get out of the way, the orchestra will make you get out of the way. So don't look, go, one, until you be that person again. And lastly, when you're doing those three, particularly when you're doing those three choruses, those falling all around with children playing, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, just a thought, and it's entirely up to you, and Lucy can see it and decide whether she likes it or not, you could look at each other occasionally. There's something quite nice when there's hundreds of you there having the best time of your life and rocking along with the CBSO orchestra. It's quite nice if you look at the person next to you and go, children playing, having fun. Can I add a caveat? You're going to feel like an absolute twerp doing it. But it's going to look spectacular. Because there is nothing more lovely than watching a group of people having fun singing together. And if you accidentally look like you're there, but you've got blinkers on and you don't really want to acknowledge the other people who are either side of you, then that's a shame. And I think you could just enjoy that. And the only thought I had is you were bopping away and jiving away and it was really fun and it had a real energy to it. I just wanted you to communicate with each other and sing it with each other a little bit more. And that could be really, really lovely and fun. Really, really lovely sound. All I can suggest for that memory thing, well, partly put the track on in the car now. I mean, it's due to December, that's finally legal. And secondly, just work your way through the sequence a few times, because as long as you've got the right words there, you will sing with a wonderful ending. It's going to sound fantastic. Thank you very much, everyone. A huge thank you to Mr. for playing. As far as I'm aware, I probably won't see you now until 2025, so have a wonderful set of Christmas concerts, a wonderful Christmas and Happy New Year, and yeah, I look forward to seeing you hopefully next term at some point. Thanks very much, everyone.